This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Consider ketchup, tomatoes, vinegar, sugar, a little bit of salt, not much more to it than that. And yet it is on top of that humble condiment that the H.J. Heinz Company built a $28 billion empire. That's what Warren Buffett and his partners paid this morning to buy it, lock, stock, and barrel. Nancy Kane is a business historian at Harvard University. Nancy, good to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here, Kai.
So what is it about Heinz that makes it so special? I mean, $28 billion is a whole lot of money.
It is, but, you know, they're buying some very good DNA. If you think about it, you know, this is a brand like, you know, FedEx, if you will, or Coke or Starbucks more recently, that has become the placeholder for the category, right? So we don't think about ketchup without picturing the Keystone label, even if we wouldn't call it that.
I didn't know that's what it was called, the Keystone label.
Yeah, there you go, right?
Sure.
And when we ask for ketchup and we don't get Heinz, wherever we are, you know, there's just a little bit of a reboot
as we think
about that. It looks
wrong, right? If it's not a Heinz bottle, it looks wrong.
It looks wrong. And so, you know, that's a really powerful brand.
How is it, to paraphrase Malcolm Gladwell from a couple of years ago, how is it that there's like a zillion different kinds of mustard, but really only one kind of ketchup?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think part of it is that Heinz owned the category for a long, long time. It's not that there weren't other catsups around in the late 19th and early 20th century. It's just that Heinz, through a series of, you know, I think production and marketing and distribution and even regulatory innovations and initiatives, you know, really gained dominion, as we would say in old-fashioned parlance. That's the first thing. But the second thing is that a lot of the foods that grew up with ketchup, you know, including, you know, in the 1950s, fast food, right, grew up literally in tandem with alliances or supply relationships with Heinz. And then add one other piece to it. Around the world, Heinz plays with its recipes a little bit so that each country has a ketchup that tastes, you know, like those taste buds like it to taste.
So do you get like, this is an extreme, but do you get like curry ketchup in India and I don't know, something else, someplace else?
Yeah, you do. You get
wow.
tiny variations. I don't think you get curry ketchup
well.
In India, but you get something that has perhaps a little more paprika or a little more chili pepper.
Wow.
Interestingly enough, American ketchup, and we think of American taste buds as blander than many, is a little spicier than most ketchups that Heinz produces for specific national markets. So we're a little zippier than we realized.
Who knew?
Who knew?
I'm pretty much a straight French fries and ketchup kind of guy. What about you?
Oh, I slung eggs and hash browns to put myself through college at a truck stop in central Illinois. So I do ketchup on meatloaf.
No.
I do ketchup on eggs. I do ketchup on hash browns. I've been known to do ketchup on mayonnaise with white bread
Seriously?
And call it a blood sandwich.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Seriously.
Nancy Kane, she somehow wound up at Harvard despite eating that. Nancy, thank you so much.
Real pleasure, Kai.